This is The Rock.
Bill Lazar.
Welcome to Newsmakers. I'm in Florida for spring training. I was in Cardinals camp recently and had great conversations with Mike Matheny, Yadier Molina, and Tommy Pham. Never count out the Cardinals in the National League Central. Here's what they had to say. I'm here with Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. Mike, thank you so much for being on my show. Your first 4 years as a manager, the Cardinals were in the postseason, and how weird was it that you guys had to go home in October?
Yeah, it was. That was tough. Something we had been accustomed to, and you know that's a nice reputation to have inside our clubhouse. We feel that we should be a contending team, an opportunity to play in the postseason. But just shows you how you know last game comes down to about the last hour of the day to figure out the last spot. So you just the urgency of every game. Making sure that we're making the most, but I thought our guys competed well last year. We just came up a little short.
What was the biggest problem last year, and what do you plan to do to correct it?
I think there were problems, but there were also a lot of successes. Mm-hmm. I think the glaring, we've been beat up quite a bit on our defense last year, and I think the numbers speak for themselves, but we had a young team, quite a few guys in key positions that hadn't necessarily played there for a major league season before, and it takes some time, but they're improving. We're a better defensive club already just this spring. But I think there are things that we did well, like drove the ball. Thought we pitched well, not as good as we could have, and I think our pitchers would be the first to say that. Little things, I think, got away from us that shouldn't, so that's been a focus of ours. But I do want to say that that team last year competed as well as any team I'd ever seen compete, and they just never gave in and did a terrific job of playing until the last out.
You picked up a nice leadoff hitter in Dexter Fowler. Talk about his impact on this team.
Well, we're excited to have him. Just think you bring in quality players, you realize that they're going to positively impact your team no matter where you put them. But he puts together a great at-bat, which gives us some freedom to put him at the top of the order and move Matt Carpenter around, two guys that grind through their at-bats, and realize that he's just a positive influence. He plays a good defense, but he's just one of those teammates, I believe, that makes people around him better. He's a proven winner now with a World Series championship under his belt. Quality person in our clubhouse, in our community, just a great pickup for our team.
What about his speed? This organization over the years is known for its speed. And how much will that help on the bases?
Yeah, it's been quite a few years, actually. I think everybody wants to remember Whitey Ball and Vince Coleman stealing 100 right. bases. It's been a while. We got some young kids in the organization that are coming up. Dex is a smart base runner. He will take a base. We have some players that should be more of a base stealing threat than they are right now. So it's nice having the Willie McGee's in the organization still, and the Ozzie Smiths, and we'll have, hopefully Luke Brock will make his way down to where we can talk about the art of base stealing. But right now we're encouraging these guys to be aggressive and try to make strong moves to improve and push the envelope. And I'm very happy with some of the things that they're thinking, how they're talking about base running right now, and hopefully that'll translate into some more aggressiveness on the bases this season.
How good is it to have those great players, the McGee's, the Ozzie Smiths, and the Lou Brocks around to help?
Yeah, priceless. It's priceless, and it's something we don't take for granted. We understand that it's part of the culture of our organization, and they understand how important it is, too, to be able to have Bob Gibson show up, and to be able to have all the longtime greats with the Brocks and the McGee's, and hopefully Red Shandies will still make it down another time. And, you know, we were fortunate. We had Mr. Stan Musial here for so many years. Just names that aren't just great baseball names, but take a lot of pride in what the Cardinal product has looked like in the past, which kind of sets the tone of how it should look in the future.
I'm going to mention some names. Trevor Rosenthal, how's he doing?
He's doing great. Expanding him a little bit, trying to just get him some more innings, giving the possibility to be considered as a starter. But right now, he's just a guy who's going to get a little more looks and more opportunities to pitch extended innings.
Michael Wacha.
Strong as we've seen him in a while, and we need him to step up.
Matt Carpenter.
A little sore right now, and unfortunately, sounds like it's going to take him out of the WBC, but he's going to be on the mend, and we've got plenty of time still to get right.
Any players intrigue you this year?
All of them. Love the young players, and we love to play them and throw them out there in opportunities to shine, and they're doing a great job so far this spring.
How tough will it be, my last question, to beat the Cubs. They're the defending champs, and it's not,
Cubs,
not easy.
Cubs as well as anybody else, so we understand this team we just played with the Nationals. Very solid team all the way through, great starting pitching, solid lineup, and a great bullpen. So we just focus on beating every team that we can, and not any more focus on one team than another, but we understand inside our division the reigning World Series champion is a strong club. So I believe we're a better team and look forward to the challenge.
Mike Matheny, thank you so much. I'm with the best catcher in the major leagues, Yadier Molina. He's with the Cardinals. Thank you so much for being on the show. Yadier, how weird was it, 5 years in a row, you were in the playoffs, all the World Series. How weird was it not to be in the postseason last year?
Weird. I mean, obviously you won. You prepare yourself to be in the postseason every year. And we were so close. I mean, we just one game back. And we got some up and downs that we had to fix for this year. Right now we got good chemistry and we got a good team combined, you know, veteran guys and young guys. And hopefully we stay healthy enough to play better.
Why do you think this team, 2017, will be better than last year?
I think we got more experience. We got more experience. The young guy got more experience, more years. I think the chemistry on the team is way better than we used to have last year. I think if we healthy, I think we're going to have a good year.
Every time, it seems like every year, everyone underestimates the Cardinals, and you guys always prove everyone wrong. And what is it about this team that they always go out of their way to prove everybody wrong?
You know, I would tell you something. We're focusing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care what people say. Like you say, we just go out there to win one game at a time. Any way we can beat you. It's been the case for many years. Last year was different. But I mean, hopefully we come back on the track to be that team.
Now you're the guy who guides all the pitchers. Is there a pitcher out there on the Cardinals that you intrigued by, that you're impressed with, that you want to see like really progress?
Well, I mean, we got many guys here. They impressed me. I mean, we got Alcantara, we got Fernandez, we got other guys. They turn the ball pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Every time the spring training is fun, you know, you get to know young guys coming here, 97, 98, and it's fun to catch them.
Are you, how much have you enjoyed your career? You've been around quite a long time, and, you know, if things keep up, you could have a Hall of Fame career. What do you think?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, I don't want to go over that line yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to do my stuff every year, try to stay healthy and try to help my team win. And the outside stuff, I had no control of that. And it's been many years I've been in this game, so I'm just trying to stay healthy, try to help my team win.
What is it about catching that's been your top priority? Your defense has been there from day one. And first of all, who taught you how to be a great catcher? I know it runs in the family, but I'm sure there was someone who taught you how to be a top catcher.
I came here in 2001. Mm-hmm. They used to have a coach, and Dave Ricketts.
Mm-hmm.
He passed in 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me a lot of things about catching, and he was good to me. I mean, he helped me a lot. So Dave Ricketts was that guy.
Now, like I said earlier, catching runs in the family, and I gotta ask you, what did you learn from your brothers?
Obviously, many things. You know, they teach you many things in the game, between the line, outside the line. So,
mm-hmm.
they teach me to respect the game. They teach me to play hard. They teach me to be smart. You know, when I see them playing, when I was a kid, I mean, they're exactly what I want to be. You know, they respect everyone. They go. They play hard. You know, that's the thing they teach me.
Do you realize the postseasons combined with you and your brothers? I mean, that's a lot of postseason in World Series.
Yeah, we've been blessed for that. We've been blessed, and it's good. I mean, like, where we come from, Puerto Rico, when we were 7 years old, 8 years old, we played the game there like it's a game seven in the World Series.
Okay.
I mean,
the
fans over there, they're aggressive, they drive you. And so we've been playing the World Series since I was seven.
I gotta ask you this too. Your brother, Benji, I remember his first World Series appearance was in 2002. And tell me the experience when you saw him in the World Series. What was that like for you?
Good. We were watching. I was watching on the TV in Puerto Rico and with my family and my dad and everything. Jose was there too. Jose was his backup. And the whole family was watching. So he's cool. I mean, you never expect to see your brother on the World Series that soon, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, like Benji was only the second year.
Right.
But it was fun. I mean, I was excited for him. I was happy for him and for them. When they made the 27 out in the game seven, that was a good moment for us.
You know, the one thing, everyone talks about your catching, but after your rookie year, you didn't hit much, but then after that, you became one hell of a hitter. And how proud are you of your offense?
Well, when I was young, I mean, my first, second, third year, I didn't have the same mind that I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about defense. And back then, I didn't understand about the offense so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the World Series in 2006, I started noticing, hey, hitting is fun too. So I started working more and tried to find myself.
Was it during the World Series 2006 that you began
during the playoff?
You began to have fun. Well, yeah. You hit the game-winning homer against the Mets.
Yeah, during the playoff. Yeah.
So that's when it started to get fun,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. And then after that, you became basically a 300 hitter every year. Who helped you become a better hitter?
Many guys, you know. You in the same thing with Pujols. You in the same thing with Jim Edmonds.
Mm-hmm.
You in the same thing with Jose Oquendo, the coach. I mean, he helped me a lot. The coaching staff would help me. I mean, many guys, Scott Rollins. Many guys. You got those teammates that they teach me too many things, you know. I was able to be on the same pitch, in the same team with them, those Hall of Famers for me, and to learn from them. I mean, that was the best.
A lot of those veterans really helped you out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They did. That's amazing. Yadier Molina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. I'm with Cardinals outfielder Tommy Pham. Tommy, thank you so much for being on my show. Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant aren't the only ones from Las Vegas. You are from Las Vegas as well. And how proud are you that you're part of that crew?
Man, I'm very proud. I love Vegas. Vegas is my home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot more. We have Chris Carter with the Yankees now. Mm-hmm. Gallo, of course. Chasen Shreve with the Yankees. And there's so many. I felt like Chris kind of opened the door for us. And
no kidding.
Once the floodgates opened, man, like Vegas started producing year after year, like guys that were going to pro ball. And
right.
With all due time, you know, we eventually all got up to the big leagues.
I heard about you through Bryce Harper because I covered the team a couple years ago. And I'd like to know, did you ever play against those guys you just mentioned?
I played against Chris. I played with Chris growing up.
Uh-huh.
But Bryce was like a year before me, him and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce used to always be at the batting cages where I used to like kind of live there,
yeah.
So to say. And Bryce would show up with his dad, so I would talk to him every day. And I remember the first time I saw Bryce, you know, he was like, I want to say like 14.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 13, and I was like, man, what high school does this guy go to? And they're like, man, he's middle school. And I was like, what? Like, that's how like, you know, special he was. Chris wasn't as advanced as Bryce, but you know, he matured once he went to college, and you know, to become the stud he is now.
What is it about Vegas that's starting to produce all these ball players?
I think Vegas was kind of just underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Vegas. You know, people don't look at Vegas as anything serious other than the gambling. But Vegas is a place where sports are played year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always produced top-notch athletes in whatever sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Vegas, people don't recognize Vegas for what it is because it's a city for adults entertainment, you know. They don't take the sports serious. But you know, you look at football, you know, I grew up playing football with DeMarco. You know, I grew up playing basketball with CJ Watson, who's in the league. You know, just you've always had athletes, just never got the national attention.
Now let's talk about you. Now this year you're slated to be the fourth outfielder, which could mean a lot more playing time. I just like to know, how do you feel about that? And you play all over, so how do you feel?
It's a blessing. You know, you can't take anything granted in this game, especially me. You know, I don't expect anything to be given to me. You know, in this game, I've truly had to earn everything, and that's how I always view it. So every day I plan on working hard to be the best possible baseball player I can be, so that when my name is called upon, I'm fully prepared to produce.
Now, you showed improvement last year, more power, and you had to be happy about last year.
I was, but overall, I would like a better understanding of my offensively speaking. I would like a better understanding of my swing.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like I had the power because I could demonstrate that in BP, and I always hit the ball hard.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how can I translate that to the game in a sense where I'm consistently doing that, you know, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, and that's what I'm working on.
I noticed too, when you started professional baseball, you got into some bad luck with injuries, and tell me how you were able to persevere and get over those injuries.
Just you know, overall my determination. You know, when you want something bad enough, you know, you would do it. I mean, you would kind of do whatever it takes. You know, I had that by any means attitude to accomplish it. And I think that's just what happened for me in my case. You know, I was determined, you know, to not give up on myself because I truly believed in myself as being a big leaguer. And that's why I'm here today.
I noticed, too, that most of your injuries were, like, household-type injuries, you know, going after balls. And you obviously work hard. I mean, that had to be frustrating.
Yeah, early on in the minor leagues, those injuries occurred from those kind of plays. But I think at the big league level, my injuries are occurring just due to a lack of maintenance and not being so not speaking up for myself. You know, if my body is tired, I should say something, you know, instead of trying to be the tough guy all the time.
So is that the goal, to tell them how you feel?
Yeah.
What's your goal?
My goal is to be healthy for, you know, the 182 days of this season, but also be a contributor as well.
Mm-hmm. What about going to the postseason? It seemed like every year this team's always in the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky enough my rookie year to get a taste of it, man. And once you get a taste, you know, you always want that taste again. So last year when we didn't make the playoffs, you know, I think everyone in the locker room had a chip on their shoulders because, you know, making it every year in the past, you know, we had that expectation.
Tommy, my final question. What are your goals in terms of numbers? What do you want to do?
I want to play well enough so that next year I can have a job.
I hear you. Listen, thank you so much, Tommy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.